with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're going to dig into some tips to help you get to retirement today. Some are new and some have been around for a long time. In both cases, the information is rock solid and could make a positive difference in your retirement.
Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Soddall. Joining me today, we've got Lance Gilman. Lance, of course, is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. He's also an author called, the book's called Conquering Retirement. We'll talk about that today. And joining us as well, we have the latest addition to the Northern Alliance team. Blake King is here. Blake's a CFP, helping folks for more than 10 years. So Blake, Lance, hi, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Steve. Always the best time of the week to be hanging out with you, my man.
Me too.
Yeah, we got Blake here too.
And we got Blake, absolutely. We've got some tips. I mean, we talk about tips like this, you know, virtually every week because, you know, but some of them, I think, in this case, I think the first four tips that we're talking about here are new and they're good.
Yeah.
They're good things to know that come from Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0. Let's jump in, Lance.
Sure.
And so the Roth accounts in defined contribution plans, what are we getting at here and why is that a cool thing?
Yeah, so this is something that is brand new, actually. And so I think coming out of the COVID crisis, COVID-19, 2020, the government realized that people really don't have much saved in terms of emergency funds. And so what they did is they allowed this provision so that employers and employees can contribute post-tax to a emergency fund. And it's up to 3% of their salary it's capped at $2,500 per year post-tax fund. And they can take withdrawals from that, Steve, tax-free and without any penalties. And the employer can match those contributions. So that's a huge thing, and it's brand new. So people don't know about it for sure.
Absolutely. Well, again, we do now, so thank you for that.
And
so this is another big one, too, that it's finally been ironed out. We've heard about it. But retirement savings and student loan programs, how's that working, and what's your opinion?
Yes. So that's kind of a crazy thing, too.
Okay.
I want to kind of revert back to that first one, that emergency savings plan, because people might say, well, wait a second. If I dump a bunch of money in there, or the employer dumps a bunch of money in there, what if I leave? The cool thing about that is there's provisions in there that you can port those funds with you and then just roll them into a Roth IRA because they're post-tax funds.
Well, that's really cool. That's going to make a big difference for people.
Sure. I mean, it's just another way to save. If you don't use those funds and for that emergency purpose, you can just roll them right into a Roth IRA and then continue to get those tax-free gains even on the gains in the portfolio over time.
Sure.
Sure. Yep.
All right, man, that's great. All right, so we've got Roth 401k and the required minimum distributions. Now, this rule I thought was silly from the get-go, so Secure Act at least ironed that one out, that you had to take an RMD from a Roth if you had a Roth 401k at work, right?
Right.
You had a Roth 401k.
Right, which is the major difference, and actually one of the reasons why if you had a choice before the passage of the Secure Act Part 2 to contribute to a traditional Roth or to a 401 Roth, we would definitely want to tell clients that, hey, well, wait a second here. If you go previous to the passage again of this Secure Act Part 2, if you dump money into that Roth, you're going to have to start taking distributions out of it. Now, granted, Steve, those distributions are going to be tax-free. That's right. The power of the Roth, but you still got to start taking them out. The government's forcing you to take them out at 73 if you dump them in to a 401k. That was prior to the passage of Secure Act Part 2. So now in Secure Act Part 2, they did away with that. They said, you know what? That's kind of crazy. Why would we do that? Why would we make them start taking that money out? And so what they did is they lifted that restriction. And so now the 401k chassis Roth works just like a traditional Roth in that you do not have to take RMDs from those accounts ever, and they grow tax-free even on the gains forever. And, oh, by the way, they are passed down to your beneficiaries tax-free as well. Nice. So it becomes a legacy planning tool. Pretty powerful. The other really cool thing to just note here with a 401k versus traditional savings, with a traditional Roth, most people can only contribute $7,000 per year if you're under 50. And if you're over 50, they allow you a $1,000 catch-up provision. So that can get you to $8,000 per year. But keep in mind, Steve, with a Roth 401k, you can contribute up to $30,000 into a post-tax chassis that's never taxed again. Wow. And according to this new rule, you don't have to start taking that money out at 73. So it's a very powerful way to gain a lot of money in a tax-free bucket indefinitely.
Sure. And the one of the other things I thought was interesting is the special catch-up contributions. We've talked about catch-up for, well, as long as we've been doing the show, Lance. But what's been done with the Secure Act 2.0 is now between 60 and 63, you can actually have an additional catch-up, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you want to jump in on that, Blake?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, starting in 2025, actually, for individuals age 60 to 63, you actually get an even expanded catch-up contribution to where you can contribute actually the greater of $10,000 or 150% of what the normal catch-up contribution is. Sometimes it's $5,000, sometimes it's $6,000, but you can do the greater of $10,000 or 150% of that catch-up contribution. So that's pretty powerful for those individuals in their last working years to really just squirrel away some money.
Well, so again, those 60 to 63-year-olds, if they've not been as aggressively saving, here's a great opportunity to just chunk a bunch away in those, like just said, in those last years.
Yeah. And not only that's not even considering the fact that the employer is matching you.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, essentially right now you can contribute $23,000 if you're under 50 years old with a $7,500 catch-up provision if you're over 50. Mm-hmm. So that's $30,500 per year. That's not even including the employer match.
Right.
So what this is saying, instead of $7,500, you could put 10 grand in there. So now you could put $33,000, right? Plus whatever the employer is contributing. So you can sock a lot of money away very, very quickly. Because a lot of people come to us, Steve, and they're just like, hey, listen, I'm just going to be totally frank with you.
Okay.
I haven't done a lot of planning here towards my retirement. I've had kids, you know, I'm just trying to survive, man. And so I haven't done a lot. And so these provisions, these are powerful, Steve.
Yeah. Because
they allow people to catch up very, very quickly. I mean, if you think about it, once the employer puts in their contributions and you're dumping anywhere between $30,000 to $33,000 or more, you know, that's like 40 grand a year in just like a 10-year window. You could have well over $600,000.
Folks, if you want to get a head start, have the conversation. It's 833-856-1384. So those were the four really current changes, things that we're looking at now. The other things are old standbys, but still important. And again, we've had this conversation many times, Lance, talking about the delaying Social Security. Should you? Shouldn't you? Is there a right and wrong answer?
Yeah. Before we jump into the Social Security, though, Steve, I do want to mention one more thing that's really critical that's actually happened with the SECURE Act this year. And that is, for the first time, they are letting individuals take money from a 529 plan. And if you haven't used those funds, roll them into a Roth IRA for the beneficiary. So that's kind of crazy, but it's allowable for the first time in 2024. So in other words, Maine has a plan right now, and it's actually through the Harold Alphons Center and Finance Authority of Maine, where if a child was born in Maine, there's an account set up. Basically, that's a 529 for that particular child. But what if they never use those funds, Steve?
Sure.
What if they never use those education funds? Well, if they're not going to use those education funds, they can be moved to someone else's account that could use those education funds. But if nobody's available, guess what? They're gone. They go back to FAME and to the Alphons Center because they were never utilized. Mm-hmm. So here's a way with the SECURE Act Part 2 where you can take some of those funds up to the statutory limit per year, which right now is $7,000 per individual. You could take those monies from that 529 and roll them into a Roth account for the beneficiary. And then that becomes a bucket, a post-tax bucket, where even the gains over the lifetime of that individual, let's say they're 20 years old, by the time that person's 50 years old, what's that bucket going to look like if you can dump $7,000 per year for the next four or 5 years into that? So that's another huge, huge thing. If you have a 529 for the first time in Maine, for the first time in the nation, you're able to take some of those funds, roll them into a Roth IRA, and then get them into that savings bucket, which is the most aggressive savings strategy that exists right now that will never, ever be taxed again for that individual.
Fantastic.
Powerful. I just did it. I just did it for my daughter.
Did you really?
Moved some money. Yeah, within the past 2 weeks. So very, very powerful.
Okay. Well, again, so she was done with school and just didn't need that?
Didn't need the money, right?
Yeah. All right.
Or didn't need all of the money.
The money. Yeah. Well, that's even better.
Right.
So, Lance, we got to take a quick break here, but let's remind everyone how you can get in touch.
That sounds great, Steve. It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today. But more importantly, you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
With many older couples, one spouse typically manages the family finances while the other isn't involved at all. If the spouse that's in charge of the finances then passes or becomes unable to manage them, the surviving spouse often finds themselves in a financial disarray. We'll outline some ways to avoid this scenario when we come right back.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Lance Gilman. Lance is President and CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. Lance is also a retired Lieutenant Colonel, highly decorated, and really used that experience to sort of craft this book, which is a great book on retirement. And you've done some things that, you know, it reads really quickly, but it's also interesting. There's stories there. It's not all like sitting in a college lecture.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the way I designed it, Steve, so that it would be interesting. It starts on the front lines of Operation Desert Storm in the battle where all of the combat units were waiting to call up the combat engineers to breach the obstacles so that then the combat units could go forward through the breached lanes and then conquer the enemy in a very similar fashion. It then pivots because you're on the front lines there and you're saying, right. Well, wait a minute, is this a finance book or what?
Yeah.
But we are on the front lines there. And then very similarly, in retirement and retirement planning, we have to look at all these obstacles that face us, and then we need to take those obstacles out so that we can then conquer our retirement.
Okay. And again, this is all in a book that, you know, you have obviously taken your personal experience, but also some good solid advice in there to, you know, to just sort of enlighten folks, if you will.
Right. And I tried to, I appreciate that, Steve, but I tried to also make it real. There's stories in there that are related to each particular chapter that are real stories about how there was this issue, like we're talking about right now, where one particular person in a couple, for instance, is involved and manages the finances or is interested in them. And the other one just doesn't care. It's just like, I don't care. And they don't come to the meetings. And so then what happens is that person, that primary person then, who if something happens to them, God forbid, or they pass or they're incapacitated, now the remaining spouse has to figure it out and we're the first person they're going to call.
Absolutely. And this is something, you know, when you talk about couples, the importance of that open communication between a couple. And so the question then becomes, do we talk enough about money? And as you meet with couples, you know, I'll say it to Blake and to Lance, I mean, as you meet with couples, you've got to be able to get them on the same page somehow, right? I mean, because that's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the first questions, we always want the couple to come in as a couple. And even for the account reviews, even though one person typically is most interested in the money and the other person would just as soon go to the dentist and get a root canal without anesthesia, we still encourage them to come because it's very important that they understand what's going on and what assets they have and what the game plan is. Absolutely, Steve.
And again, like you said, though, even though the person who may be in charge will always be there, but you said, like you said, it's just good to have that awareness of what's going on.
Sure.
One of the other things that we have to be aware of is our risk tolerance, and it changes as we get older. But I do find that I think guys in particular are happy to take more risk than women in general.
Fair? Yeah, I think that's true for the most part, generally. Yeah. Though I have seen that many are more risk averse than the past 10 years or so.
Really?
Remember,
so you've seen that
since
change.
Since like 2008, we've been on kind of a market tear. And then in 2022, the markets dropped 25 to 35%. Of course, then we went through COVID. And you know, you get closer to retirement, you experience a couple major drawdowns like that. It can shake you up a little bit, Steve.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, again, we have to have that same risk tolerance and make sure that we have our safe money, but also we can still have risk money out there, can't we?
Yeah, sure. It just has to be buffered, right? So we have to figure out, usually kind of a standard rule that we use is the rule of 100, where you take somebody's age and you subtract that from 100 and then it gives you some result. And what does that result equal? Well, that equals what we would call the recommended risk factor. So let's just take a hypothetical example. So if somebody that's 60 years old, simple numbers, so we take 60, we subtract that from 100, and we get 40. which means 40% of the portfolio is recommended at maximum to be at risk in the market. And then 60% should be safe somewhere. And where is that safety? Well, it could be in a lot of different places. Could be right now, fixed accounts, even money market accounts, CD accounts are pushing 4 or 5%. Fixed annuities are pushing 5.5-6% right now. That's just a guaranteed bucket where that fixed rate of return is now rates which are attractive to us, because a year and a half ago, those fixed rates were maybe a percentage point or a half a percentage point. They were not even something we would really consider that readily. But now that they're pushing 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, yeah, we're going to consider that for sure.
Yeah. Nice.
And then the rest, that 40%, then we'll manage that in the market. Right. So between the two of those together, that's a powerful equation for success.
Sure. Well, and again, you've got essentially the money divided into money that I need today and money that I'm going to put at risk.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly.
And so this has got to be a tough conversation, but I'm sure you have it. I'll be interested to hear your take on it. Is that, you know, what is the backup plan if that financial steward, as you said earlier, dies or gets dementia? And how do you handle that? And that's got to be a conversation before anything like that happens, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, for sure. And again, it's one of the reasons that we want to have both people in the couple show up for those, whatever the cadence is for those reviews, whether that's 6 months, yearly, quarterly, and usually the cadence will actually become more frequent as we're getting ready to transition into retirement, because there's a lot of planning to do within a comprehensive plan, because we're talking about your budget planning and your Social Security options and risk management, long-term care, Medicare options and healthcare, and then legal and estate planning. Those are the ideal elements of a comprehensive financial plan. And of course, if there hasn't been any planning done, we're going to want to set that cadence so that we're seeing that couple very frequently as we're transitioning one or both of them into retirement. And so absolutely, we're going to want to see both of them come to those meetings as much as they can, right? Because if one of them is incapacitated or can't make it, then the other one has to carry on. And that's where we step in to help them through that process. Sure. I actually, you know, it's interesting you talk about a case of dementia or cognitive impairment. And I had one of our clients call, and this is the wife. She called in and she said, "Lance, I know that we've got some accounts with you. I haven't been coming to the meetings lately. I'm sorry for that. But my husband has some cognitive issues, and I'm really concerned at this point that he's not going to be able to make it out of this. And so I just need to know what kind of accounts we have. And is there any way that I could get some help? Because I haven't been able to basically leave the house for 4 months. I just can't leave them." So here's the crazy thing, Steve. This particular couple had purchased a long-term care hybrid annuity policy. The husband had purchased this like 6 years prior.
Wow.
Right? Not knowing, of course, what's going to happen. He had no idea.
Sure.
Guess what? That particular policy turned on an income benefit for that couple to pay out at $5,000 a month starting immediately.
Oh, my.
So she literally broke down in tears, because now for the first time, she, because of what her husband had done, of course, he had no idea this was going to happen, but he was thinking ahead. And what if it could, right?
What if,
they had no long-term care previous to that. So he was able to structure some of his money in a long-term care hybrid policy that if you need long-term care, it turns on an income benefit you cannot outlive. And that provided her, Steve, with some respite. She was able to have, for 2 or 3 days out of the week, professional healthcare providers come in and help her with her husband.
Wow.
Huge. She was literally in tears.
I can see why, Lance, yeah. But that's the kind of conversations that you like to have, not with the outcome that it was, but in terms of explaining to people how important it is to, you know, plan ahead like that, and that the vehicles that you have that can really help get us there, that's amazing. She's right. going to have a great life. I mean, you know, sorry that her husband's not going to be there, but, you know, but she's going to be taken care of, and good for him for doing it.
Exactly. To having the foresight to say, well, what if I don't have anything? Well, what if something were to happen to me, either cognitively or otherwise, where I couldn't take care of myself? I'll structure some of my funds in a chassis that can't lose, but also has that long-term care hybrid provision that turns on an income benefit that will never, ever end.
I like it. All right, folks, if that sounds like something you'd be interested in learning more about, let's remind everyone how you can get in touch.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Give us a call, 833-856-1384. It's a great way for you to really understand what is available, what kind of tools are out there, and Lance and the team at Northern Alliance will be happy to walk you through it. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Saving for retirement is a big job. And now we're living longer. This means we have to save even more. How can we manage our savings and stretch our dollars to make sure we don't run out of money before we run out of time?
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari, I'm Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here. Blake King is here. And we have been talking about, you know, last segment was pretty interesting to me. You explained some things and in terms of how important it is to have the knowledge, to, like you said, the hybrid long-term care situation that, I mean, what a relief. What a relief to be able to have that. And again, those are discussions that you have and certainly are available. Those kinds of things are available for people.
Absolutely. And if somebody doesn't have long-term care, it's a huge, they know it, especially if they've dealt with their own family members, parents, or even friends and loved ones, they know about how much of a risk that is if they don't have any type of coverage. So those hybrid long-term care policies are very, very powerful, because here's the reality of the situation. If you never use the long-term care, unlike a traditional policy where you're paying in a certain amount of money every month, and if you never use the policy, all that money's gone. In a hybrid policy, it just grows in the background without any risk. And if you never use it, it just goes to your beneficiaries. Boom.
Nice.
But if you need it, it turns on an income benefit you cannot outlive. And here's the other really powerful thing about those particular accounts is they're transferable to the spouse. So the spouse, and only the spouse, by the way, is eligible to do this, can assume that policy as his or her own if the original owner passes without having used the money in the policy.
Okay. Wow.
That's
remarkable.
Huge. That's huge.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's dig into this one. We're talking about saving, obviously, for retirement and how big a job it is. And we talk about this all the time, but let's kind of dig in a little deeper and talk about fees, you know, because, you know, financial termites are a thing. right? And yeah. And you can be nickel and dimed and not even know it.
Yeah, I think that's really true. In many instances, we find, Steve, that most people have no idea what they're paying for their fees. And a lot of times that's really due because they might be dealing with a brokerage house of some sort that where they don't, brokers do not have to disclose their fees. And so I'll have people come or call in and I'll ask them, how much are your fees? And they say $39 a year. And so they clearly don't know that behind the scenes that there are a lot of fees being assessed to their accounts. And those basically can be in mutual fund loaded fees. They can be in expense ratio, 12B1 fees that are just kind of reducing the account value going somewhere other than to them. And they don't even know about it versus dealing with a fiduciary firm where in terms of our clients, they know exactly what their fee structure is. Because it's going to be right there, right in front of them. A fiduciary fee structure is a flat fee. So that mm-hmm. means the only way a fiduciary advisor earns more off your account, since it's a flat fee, is to grow the account. So as your account grows, we're growing with you. But if your account drops, our fee drops. So as you grow, we grow. As you drop, we drop. We don't want you dropping.
We don't want you dropping, exactly right. Yeah. But I mean, those are the kinds of things that become so clear when you just lay it out. So let's talk expense ratios. What is that and why is it important?
Yeah. So we have something called a portfolio X-ray that we do when somebody comes in and they just have no idea. It's like a 39 to 60 page report, which flushes out all this stuff that's underneath the hood. When you go buy a car or whatever, you don't want to just look at the outside because looks can be deceiving, right? We want to look under the hood. We want to see what the mechanics and the fundamentals are. Same thing here. That X-ray does a deep dive into the portfolio and it flushes out all these things that most clients have no idea they're paying. Expense ratios is like kind of the underlying, if you have mutual funds and multiple funds underneath a one particular fund that you have, they add all those up and then that's what's being assessed to those from those funds from your account every single year, right? That might be a quarter of a percent. You don't know, right? Most people don't know. Why? They don't have to disclose those things to you. But our software will flush that out. If they're paying fees, like there are some mutual funds that are loaded, like a Class A fund, fees can be up to 5%, 5.75%, which means every time they're buying into those funds, they could be taking almost 6% off the top before you even invested a dime. And that's why one of the first things that we do after we bring a prospect in, if they're a radio listener, if they've seen us on the TV, if they come to one of our seminars, we're going to ask them what their goals are, number one, and then we're going to ask them what their budget looks like. And then at the very tail end, we're going to collect their statements so we can figure out where all these fees are coming from in their portfolios that most of the time they get mad, Steve.
When they realize what kind of fees they're paying?
They had no idea. Huh. And they don't have, I mean, brokers don't have to disclose those things. So unfortunately, most of the time, they just don't know. And unfortunately, what you don't know in cases like this can hurt you.
It certainly can. And I think there are a lot of people, I've got friends that say, well, no, I got a 401k, but there's no fees.
Yeah,
but there are.
Right, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but there are. So, all right, well, we'll keep talking about this. So mutual fund to transaction fees. Our mutual funds, I think, have sort of fallen out of favor in the last few years. Is that fair?
A lot of times, just because of all these laden fees and whatnot.
That's what I mean.
And that people are learning more about advisors. And if they're listening to our radio show, they see us on TV, they know that there are two different types of advisors. There's fiduciaries, which have to disclose their fees, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a flat fee. Again, so the only way that a fiduciary advisor is going to make more money off your account is to grow it, right? Whereas brokers on the other side, if they're dealing with brokers, a lot of times they just don't know, Steve. They have no idea what they're paying for fees. Mm-hmm. And many of these things, like we were talking about before, these different loads, there's advertising costs that they can charge to your account to advertise for their mutual funds. I mean, it's kind of crazy, all the different fees that can be assessed to, to somebody's accounts through these mutual funds. And then most of them have been replaced now through what we call ETF funds.
Right.
So those are exchange traded funds. And so what an exchange traded fund is kind of, they can be structured very similar to a mutual fund, except lacking all of those hidden fees. They're the vehicle of choice that we use predominantly.
833-856-1384 is the number. One of the other things in terms of putting together that plan and tying it up is to make sure that there are guaranteed income streams, ideally more than one.
Yeah, that's true. And many times, of course, and now you're talking about annuity funds, for instance.
Sure.
And annuity funds, it's interesting because people, you go onto social media sometimes you see like Fishers and like Fisher whatever say that, well, the annuities, you need to beware of annuities, blah, blah, blah. There are different types of annuities. When you're talking about guaranteed annuities, those are fixed annuities. What you want to be aware of is something called variable annuities. Variable annuities can gain and they can lose, and they come with exorbitant fees. Well, if you can gain and you can lose, why aren't you just in the market? Why are you paying those crazy fees to a broker to be in a variable product where you can lose your shirt and paying fees on top of it? No, thank you. But a fixed annuity is basically just that. Those are guarantees. They give you a guarantee for life, just like your pension, for instance, or Social Security. Who complains about a guaranteed payment for life? Not many people that I know.
Nope. Nobody that I know.
So that's what you do. We look at that and we say, okay. We look at it and we say, what is the cost analysis here? How much money do we need in retirement? And basically, retirement just boils down to that. How much do we need in terms of what our expenses are? And our income just has to be greater than our expenses. As long as our income that we are creating on a monthly basis is greater than our outflows on a monthly basis, we're good. It's just that simple. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at those guaranteed income sources, and we're going to say, okay, this is the income we need to generate. This is what Social Security is going to bring. Here's your pension. Now we got this little bit left. How are we going to structure that?
Yeah.
Well, we could do it just like you were just saying. We could actually take somebody's money and create with a fixed income annuity a guaranteed income source for the rest of their life, covering that income gap.
Nice.
You see that, Steve? And
then
what happens is their income is covered for the rest of their lives. We've just proved it. Now what's left, what remains, now that becomes kind of like the fun money.
Yeah. Oh, man. I like the sound of that. I like that a lot. You know, really it comes down to working with a financial advisor and again, to work with you guys because you're independent fiduciary and you know, have the experience. That's really, I think, how it becomes a win-win for us.
Absolutely. There is really, especially when you're looking at a comprehensive financial planning team that are also fiduciaries, so you know that they're going to be working in your best interest for your portfolio, but they're also looking at all of these other components, right? They're looking at your budget. We're looking at your Social Security. We're looking at tax implications. We're looking at long-term care risk management. We're looking at your Medicare, your healthcare options, and legal and estate planning. That's what a comprehensive plan is all about, Steve. And why it's important that you're dealing with comprehensive financial planners that are also fiduciaries.
Let's invite folks to call.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384 if you'd like to know some more information, and I think I know I would. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you folks. We're going to take another quick break and we'll come back with much more.
You have questions and we have answers. Our favorite part of the show. When we return, we're answering your questions, the listeners. Don't go anywhere.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. Lance Gilman is here. Blake King is here. I'm Steve Siddall. We've been cruising through a lot of great information today. Lots of insight from you, Lance, and that's always appreciated. You mentioned something that we haven't talked about this show, and that is your seminars that are ongoing. You can find out about them at nafinancialadvisors.com. You can also call and get one near you. Now, you guys have these scheduled pretty much one end of the state to the other.
Oh yeah, for sure. And now that the snow threats are hopefully over.
Well, I'm hoping, yeah.
We've been saying that for 6 weeks now. But anyway, I hope they're over at this point. We'll definitely be having them. At least we normally have somewhere between 4 to 6 seminars every single month dealing with retirement income planning, Social Security, and asset preservation. So you want to go to the website, nafinancialadvisors.com, and just check out where there is a seminar near you.
All right, fair enough. Do that, folks. And all right, let's jump into some questions here. Saul has a question. He's in Herman. He says, is there a good rule of thumb for how much of my IRA should be invested in safe investments at age 60, or is it just a matter of personal preference?
Yeah, thank you, Saul. Appreciate that. As much as you may not like the answer is it depends, right? Each person's situation is completely different. Their outlook on life, their flavor for risk, whatever it may be, is completely different, as well as how much money you need in retirement and how much money you actually have saved up. So there are tools out there that help us as professionals identify how much money should potentially be safe and be at risk. Lance made a mention earlier about the rule of 100, right? I think the specific example that he used was take 100 minus your age. So for Saul here, 40% of your portfolio should be invested in the market and 60% should be safe. That's a rule of thumb, right? Wall Street's known for rule of thumbs, but it's a good baseline. Okay. And we really don't know until we understand more about what your situation is and how you're really looking to piece all the puzzle together and really make a plan work specifically tailored to you. So
sure.
When I say it just depends, it's because no one size shoe fits all, right? Each person's
exactly
situation's
right.
Different, and it just takes a good job of someone asking good questions and really understanding your situation.
And that's where you come in.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Saul, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Randy's up next. He's in Clinton. He says, I'm the guy who never opens his investment account statements because I'm scared to look and because I don't really know what I'm looking at anyway. How do you help a guy like me?
Well, hey, listen, I appreciate your honesty, Randy. And actually, Steve, this happens more often than you think.
No
and
kidding.
I had a client that was up in the Dexter area, had attended one of our seminars. Actually, we had it in Dover, Foxcroft. And after meeting with her, she
point blank told me that during like 2008, she did not open her statements almost for 9 months until that deluge was over. And it takes a lot of courage, I think, and you have to have some good wherewithal to not do that, to open your statements. Now, in her case, her father had told her, if the markets are going to kind of, you know, they're going to ebb and they're going to flow, do not panic when they're flowing, because they're going to come back. So, and if you open that statement and what happens is people get emotional, Steve. And when you when you get emotional, it makes you react. And so then what you don't want to do is then react and sell, because you're selling into that low point and you're realizing that loss, knowing the markets will eventually come back, which they did even in 2008. You want to ride that out. However, going back in this particular case, Brandy, we're going to want to know where you're at. Specifically, we want to look at where you are for risk and risk tolerance. Now, if that's not something you can stomach, then why don't you bring your statement in? Yeah, and we can stomach it. We can definitely we deal with this every day, my man.
Well, right.
So just bring it in. Let's take a look at how you're allocated. Maybe you're too risky, and maybe we need to dial that risk back. The markets have kind of ebbed and flowed through most of this year. And, you know, I don't think that's over yet, moving into November when we have an election. So we definitely want to probably get some safeguards in place for your funds.
All right. Randy, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Florence in Sweden says, what do I do after opening a Roth IRA? Should I hire a financial advisor? Well, perhaps you should have done that first. I don't know.
I was going to say that's a good point there. You know, I think hiring a financial advisor, obviously being a financial planner myself, I think it's extremely important to be able to have someone really be able to take a look at your situation objectively and not emotionally, like Lance was just mentioning. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you set up a Roth, you know exactly what you're looking to do, and you know you don't look at the statements or don't pay attention, you just sit and forget, you know, you may not need it. But the majority of the U.S., they need some help or some guidance in some capacity, right?
Sure.
And there are a lot of rules and benefits to Roth IRAs that aren't really necessarily explained during the application process. You know, you have to do a little bit of digging and research and like, hey, do I actually have access to my funds? Or, you know, can I use it for college education? Well, there's a whole slew of different things that you can actually use a Roth IRA for that, it does take a professional to know, because the rules are always changing. As we discussed earlier in this segment, is, you know, the Secure Act 2.0 just kind of reshaped the entire retirement landscape. Mm. So essentially, should I hire a financial advisor? I think you should talk to one and find out whether or not it makes sense to hire them.
Yeah. Sure. All right. That sounds good, Blake. So, Florence, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. Rosemary's in Buxton. She says, I just found out my ex-husband is claiming half my Social Security. I know this doesn't directly affect me per se, but can Social Security stay afloat with a policy like this?
Can Social Security stay afloat, period, especially with a government with $34 trillion in debt?
Right.
I think that's the biggest question of all. We get that a lot, but they have right now a couple things I want to mention here, Rosemary, that are just important. Number one, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you were married for at least 10 years, subsequently divorced, then there is a spousal provision set in Social Security benefits whereby one spouse can obtain half of the Social Security benefit of the other spouse. Now, a lot of times people say, what? They're going to take half my Social Security benefit? No, it doesn't work that way. Whoever has their primary benefit through Social Security, spouse one, they get all of their benefit. Spouse two, for instance, well, they might not have that great of a Social Security, and half of spouse's one's benefit might be greater than their own benefit. So they're able to get half of spouse one's benefit without any effect whatsoever on spouse one's benefit. So it's not like they're getting half of spouse one's benefit and spouse one only gets half of their benefit.
Right.
No. Spouse one gets their full benefit. However, spouse two is able, if that benefit is greater than their own benefit, to take half of spouse one's benefit.
Well, you know, I mean, it's talking about an ex, and, you know, there can be oftentimes some feelings between exes. So I understand she might be a little upset.
And the other thing that's important is if spouse one, the ex, dies, and then I'm not trying to influence that in any way. Don't get me wrong here.
No, no, no.
You know, but if they die, you're eligible for 100% of that benefit at full retirement. So the point is going back to solvency. And right now there are bills afoot in Congress to be able to make Social Security solvent for the next 100 years. So I really wouldn't worry about the solvency of the Social Security fund.
Yeah, because it's not going anywhere. I mean, we're in an election year and it's certainly not going anywhere now.
No, for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of finger pointing and a lot of hand wringing, but I don't think anything's going to happen anyway.
Right.
Edward is in Hollowell, says, I'll turn 70 years old in mid-2024. I then plan to collect Social Security. As I'm still working, self-employed, will my income impact the calculation of my benefits?
Right. That's a good question. And this is another point with Social Security that people don't really understand. By the way, Edward, you are in Hollowell, which is where we just stood up a new office. So come and see us. That's number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, Blake, that's Blake's primary office, so he would be the one to meet you there. But let's go back to the question. So this is very important, Steve, because people don't realize this either.
Right.
Once you hit your full retirement age, whether that's 66 or 66 and change or up to 67 if you were born after 1960, once you hit the full retirement age and you don't collect Social Security, then each year you wait, you get an 8% roll-up, right? 8% per year. Up to age 70, where your benefit is completely maxed out, plus cost of living adjustments each year. So, Edward, you have reached the maximum amount of those delayed retirement credits. It doesn't benefit you at all to wait any longer to draw Social Security, zero. Yep. It doesn't benefit you anymore. Like, it's not going to keep growing at that 8% rate. So, you have to start drawing. So, at 70, you start drawing and it's going to be as max as it's going to be with cost of living adjustments, right?
Sure.
Through, you get all of that too. If you keep working, they're going to keep recalculating that benefit as long as you keep.
That was what I was going to ask.
Yeah. So as long as you keep working, they're going to keep recalculating that benefit. And so it actually can get greater and greater beyond cost of living adjustments each year.
Well, let's invite folks to call one last time.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Give us a call, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. This has been a great show. Lance, Blake, nice to meet you. Look forward to working with you down the line. And again, this has been a great show.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
We want to thank everybody for listening, too. We do appreciate that. And we'll come back next week, new topics and questions and more on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Thank you. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.